Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Presents Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson here on Got Something to Say. And I am joined in the studio today by the Baroda Court for Blossom Time. I'm going to turn all the mics on. Everybody say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Awesome. So in the studio, we have Mr. Baroda, PJ Dye, Piper Cool, Little Miss. Be talking to you in just a few seconds here. Kendall Beyer, Miss Baroda, Chelsea Bly, third runner-up. Abigail Nitz, first runner-up, and Miss Congeniality. Did I get all that correct? I want to make sure I'm right. And then who couldn't make it here today was Sydney Melton. She's second runner-up. She off on a college visit, I believe, so couldn't join us today, but certainly want to give her a shout-out and say congratulations to her first. I want to come around and introduce everybody, and I want to talk with Little Miss first, Piper Cool. Hi, Piper. How are you?
Good.
That's awesome. You have a really cool smile. Do you know that? Are you nervous?
Yeah.
A little bit. So what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten at what school?
Hollywood.
At Hollywood? That's really cool. So what's your favorite subject in school? Don't say gym.
Math.
You like math? Really? Why? Is it easy for you?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So have you had fun being in Blossom Time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Were you nervous the first time that you got involved in it?
Yeah.
A little bit, huh? Okay. So who are some of your friends that maybe you want to say hi to? Do you have some friends in school?
Yeah, I do.
You want to list a couple and say hi to them?
Mm-hmm. Maisie and also Mackenzie and Roberto and Gabby.
And who's your teacher?
Mrs. Ashley.
Mrs. Ashley? That's awesome. Well, thank you and congratulations and best of luck to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Let's move over to Mr. Baroda, PJ Dye. How you doing, PJ? So what's all been involved since you started this? You were crowned in November, correct?
Yes.
Yep. So what's all been involved since the crowning? What have you done?
We've all gone to a couple of pageants, which has been a lot of fun. We also went to Christmas in the Village, right. Which was, it was fun to see all the little kids there. So that's mostly what we've done so far.
What's been so far to date the most exciting, the most fun thing, the most enjoyable thing that you've done so far?
Probably the most enjoyable thing has been the pageants, just getting to spend time with the girls on the court and hanging out and watching other people go through what we went through.
Post-high school plans for you?
I plan on attending a college, not sure which one yet, to get a major in criminal justice with a focal point in law enforcement.
What made you decide to think about criminal justice or law enforcement?
So I'm not totally sure what 100% made me think of it, because it's been my plan since I was very little. It's just kind of what I've always wanted to help people. I thought of that as a child and just kind of ran with it.
Awesome. Congratulations. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Let's move over to Miss Baroda Kendall Beyer. Hi, Kendall. How are you?
Hi.
Glad you're here. You look cold.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's winter in Michigan. You know, it gets cold from time to time.
Yes.
You know? Glad you could be here. Tell me about Kendall. What grade are you in?
I'm a senior at Lakeshore as well.
Senior at Lakeshore. So first time around for Blossom Time?
For Blossom Time, yes.
Okay, so that means there's been something else.
I've done one other pageant. It was a scholarship pageant for Miss Teen Lake Michigan.
Okay, and how'd that go?
It was good. I was Miss Teen Lake Michigan.
Awesome. So I'll ask a similar question to you that I did of PJ. What made you decide to try out for Blossom Time this year?
Well, both of my sisters were Little Miss Baroda. So I've kind of seen the whole experience and like how much fun they had with their court and everything. And so they kept telling me how much fun everything was. So that made me more excited to do it.
What's been one of the best experiences so far for you?
I would probably say the pageants, as well as PJ said, because of getting to spend time with everyone and just seeing all the girls and guys go through the same exact stuff we went through.
Yeah. So what pageants have you been to? A couple others just to watch?
Yes, we went to Bridgman, Berrien Springs, Watervliet,
okay,
and Coloma.
Okay. Well, good. That's awesome. And then as PJ said, you've done some reading. You've done, some gift wrapping or something you did? Are you looking to do some other things coming up, though, between now and the pageant in March?
Yes, we actually go read to elementary schools in March, and then we also do the Lions Club breakfast.
Okay, that's great. So, well, congratulations. Post-high school plans, anything that you've been thinking about so far?
I plan to go to Southwestern and do pediatric nursing.
Pediatric nursing?
Yeah.
You must like kids.
I love kids.
Do you?
Yes.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, let's move over to third runner-up, Chelsea Bly. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
Boy, you got a great infectious smile.
Thank you.
I like that. So tell me about Chelsea.
Well, I'm third runner-up. And
what grade are you in?
Oh, I am in 12th grade. At Lakeshore.
At Lakeshore. So, similar question. First time around for Blossom Time for you?
Yes, this is my first pageant ever.
First, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, what made you decide to want to try explore this?
Abby, actually.
Really?
She convinced me to go out because there weren't enough girls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it been so far for you?
It's been really fun. It's been fun getting to know the whole court.
Yeah. So what's been one of the most exciting, or maybe let's reword this. How about the most rewarding experience so far for
just
you?
Just going to the pageants,
yeah,
and just driving around, because that's where most of the bonding is, just in the car.
How important is the bonding, do you think? I'll put you on the spot here. Do you think, how is this going to help prepare you for later in life, do you think?
Oh, it's a great building experience for relationships and then personally, because of personal traits and then how to take care of yourself and how to present yourself to other people.
That's great. Post-high school plans for you?
Oh, I actually plan to go to Olivet for music therapy and music education.
Are you a musician?
Yes, I am. I am a vocalist.
A vocalist?
Yes.
So tell me briefly about that. Just a little bit. What are you, been in some choirs?
Yes.
Do you do solo or?
Yes, I am. Been going on 4 years in the high school choir,
mm-hmm,
and then I participate in solo and ensemble. And this, the Southwestern Michigan Vocal Festival Honors Choir.
Okay. That's awesome. I'm not going to, should we put her on the spot and ask her to sing? No, I won't do that. I won't do that to you. So, well, congratulations and glad you could be here. So,
thank you.
Let's move over to Abigail Nitz, first runner-up and also Miss Congeniality. How are you doing, Abigail?
I'm good. How are you?
Glad to have you. I'm doing good. Glad to have you here. Tell me about Abigail. What grade are you in?
I'm a junior at Lakeshore High School.
A junior at Lakeshore, and first time around the block for Blossom Time for you?
Yeah, it is my first time.
So tell me about a similar question. What made you decide to try to do this?
I've always wanted to, do a pageant. Like, ever since I was little, seeing, Queens on the Floats, it was, a dream. And then, we went to the meeting, and my mom, they were talking about how the interviews will prepare you for future job interviews and stuff like that. My mom was just definitely, we're going to do this, because she was kind of iffy about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so what's been a really fun or rewarding experience so far for you is with Blossom Time?
Probably Christmas in the Village. That was just really fun to see. There were so many people. I did not know that many people lived in Baroda. I'm sorry. There were so many people there. It was fun to just see everyone and just to get together, I guess.
So what was, briefly fill me in for those that maybe aren't familiar with what it was. What was the event, and how did the court participate in that event?
So the court, I stood and kind of just line checked, I guess. And then the rest of the court, they were making ornaments. And there was just a lot of activities mostly for children. There was food and just a lot of activities for children.
So you made ornaments, and where did those go off to then? You just made them for the...
It was for the children.
For the children then, for them to take home and hang up on their Christmas trees and such?
Yeah.
So okay, well, congratulations. Oh, I know you're only a junior, but have you thought about post-high school plans yet?
Yeah,
you
little bit.
You still got some time.
A little bit. I would love to go to the University of Michigan. That would be great. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, and one of you chime in because Sydney couldn't be here today. Second runner up, Cindy Melton, Sydney Melton. I want to make sure that I say that correctly. So, tell me about her. Is anybody can you share some cool things about her, Abigail, or?
I think she's going into graphic design after high school.
Is this her first time around for Blossom Time as well?
So. No.
She was on court last year as well? Okay, so second runner-up. Couldn't be here today, but also want to give recognition to Sydney Melton. So, well, I'm really excited and to have you in the studio today, and I want to wish you all the best of luck and congratulations. And please make sure you check back in with us and keep us up to date on what you're doing as we get ready for Blossom Time coming up in March. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.